7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
This cannot possibly be true. No, because as I look at my clock, I notice that it says something completely different. My clock says the same thing as your clock. It's 1930 UTC, and we all know what that means. Yes, it is time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah. All right. Exciting news. Everybody looks forward to 1930 UTC. Even me. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I woke up cold this morning, but I think I'm all right now. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Despite the coldness, looks very windy outside today. And cold. So, yeah. I guess we're not going out to look for golf balls today. I bet you thought I forgot about golf balls. No, I have not forgotten about golf balls. Yeah, so it's a day. What day is this? I don't know. It's the Tuesday? Maybe? Oh, we're counting down the last couple of days of the year 2020. 2020. Representative of clear vision. Representative of rational thought. Representative of just another year that seems to have passed. And you might be wondering, Tobe, what are you stalling for? Tobe, why are you stalling? It's really obvious when you don't have anything, but you're waiting for something to happen. Yeah, yeah, okay, fine. We got to make some tea. That's the whole deal here. So let's leave this room and head up into the kitchen where we should have some water boiling. And we also have a kitty. Hello, kitty. Yes, Brody, you too. Oh, I'm having one hell of a sinusy day today. And that requires some tea drinking. And look, yes, we've got boiling water. Hooray for boiling water. And now the cat has entered the kitchen. Yes, hello, do you too? You want some kitty tea? You do? Okay. I'll get you some kitty tea, which is really just kitty water. You want some kitty water?
Of course. Once you put the microphone in her face, she doesn't want to say anything, so we'll fill up the kitty cup, fill it up with kitty water. Delicious kitty water. Okay, it's very full. Don't bump my arm. Yeah, you always like to stick your hand against my arm and you bump it, then the water gets spilled. What do you think?
You want your kitty water? Here you go. Don't bump. Don't bump.
Okay, the water's on the floor. The cat is drinking the water. We can now make the tea. We do this by turning off the heat. We open up the water boiling vessel. We position the teapot very precisely. We grab the water vessel one-handed. Ooh-ah-yah, and we start pouring. Yes. Successful water pour. What kind of tea are we making today? Well, don't want to lose my count here, so let me just pull this out and let you know that we're drinking Gingin May today. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. super excited. Put the teapot lid on, and we're ready to rock. Up, teapot noises. Oh, wild and crazy teapot sounds. Always a good time. All right, now all we got to do is find us a teacup. Where did that teacup go? I know it's around here somewhere. Yes, it's back in this room. See, we should just carry the teacup around with us wherever we go. And I would do that, except I'm wearing clothes that don't have convenient teacup pockets in them. Don't ask. So we pour some tea into the teacup so that our little tubster... Wait, we need to plug this back in first. Power, power. We've got so much power now. All right. Tea. Oh. Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm cooking for my son and his wife. It's his 30th birthday. Okay, right. Well, I guess I'm ready. I guess I'm ready to tell you about the weird thing that happened to me last night. And this is very odd. I'm still moderately confused. I do know more information than I did, 18 hours ago. Oh, goodness, it hasn't been that long. Yeah, well, that's about it. Doesn't matter. Okay. There I was in the Congo. Don't know where to start with this story. Okay, maybe I do. All right, let's start here. Regular listeners of the Dubious Goals Committee will remember that for the last couple of days, I have been waiting for some parts to arrive. I've got some electronic parts coming. Nothing fun, nothing big, just a spare breadboard, some breadboard jumpers, and some headers to make the interfacing to the bleep drum a little bit easier. So I ordered this stuff up a few days ago, and I got a notice that it shipped, like 2 days ago or something. And so I've been anxiously awaiting for these parts, and I'm kind of still excited about it. So last night at about 6:30 p.m., I heard somebody pull up in a car outside my house. They got out of the car, and it's not unusual. I just figured it was my neighbors, but it was not. I heard somebody walking up my driveway. And then I heard something go flunk on my front porch, something that sounded like a cardboard box, you know, with some stuff in it. And so I jumped up and I threw my shoes on and I exited my house through the garage just in time to see somebody getting back into their package delivery truck and drive away. So I walk over to my front porch. There, right there, was a box. And I got excited. I picked up the box. I walked back indoors thinking, yes, my electronic parts are here. I can now solder those headers onto the bleep drum, and that'll make life a lot easier. And we've got a breadboard so we can build some more beepy bleepy synthesizer stuff. I got super excited. I brought it into the house. I sat down on the floor and got out a conveniently placed utility knife, similar to this one. Love that sound. And I opened the box. I opened to the box only to be greeted by the vision of a thing that is not the parts that I ordered. What is in the box? Well, here's the box right here. We've got two air pillows. Air Plus by Steropack. Reuse, reduce, recycle. Okay, so two air pillows for packing and this package right here.
What the hell? What is this thing? It's some kind of action figure. It's an action figure of a franchise that I don't recognize. This is a toy that I don't know what it is. It is, you know, a typical sort of hanger card, blister pack, action figure type of packaging. And it says, Roblox, Lucky Gatito. And then down on the footer it says, 8 plus, discover millions of games on Roblox.com. And so there's this action figure, which appears to be a cat, hence the name Lucky Gatito. And it apparently comes with a sombrero. It has three accessories, a sombrero, some kind of walking stick slash magical staff, and a guitar. And then there's a little sticker or a coin up here. Exclusive virtual item, Suerte Kitty. So, yeah, apparently it's some kind of Mexican guitar-playing cat. So it's a... But it's magical. This cat has a cape on. It has... I mean to say it has a... The cat is wearing a cape. It's not... Doesn't have a cape on. It's an anthropomorphic cat. And on the back, it says, Roblox, Lucky Gatito. If you cross paths with this elusive creature, consider it your lucky day. This fond, fine, friendly, furry feline was designed by Roxy123412. Okay. My confusion still abounds. I don't know what this is. I don't know where it came from. There's no note. There's no indication of who this came from. But later on in the evening, I emailed Booper about something, and then he came back. He emailed me back with, oh yeah, blah, blah, blah. Oh, and by the way, have you checked your front porch today? So yeah, I know that this thing is from Booper. But I don't know where, what, for, or why any of this is going down. And I'm sure I'll find out more about it later today. Oh, man. I don't know. Booper. It's just so typical. This should not come as a surprise to anyone who has heard stories about how things happen between Booper and myself. Regardless, so after I opened up and was perplexed by this package for a while, I sat down and I decided to watch a movie. And what movie did I decide to watch? I decided to watch Telstar, the Joe Meek story. And I'd been thinking about watching this for a couple of days because it just happened to pop up as recommended and algorithms and blah, blah, blah. And you know how much I love 1964 music. Right, yeah, so I decided to watch the film because I'm vaguely familiar with the Joe Meek story. Joe Meek was a record producer in London in the mid-60s. And yes, he did in fact write, record, and produce the song Telstar, that groundbreaking hit. And yeah, it's kind of the story about his life. Or not the story about his life so much as the story of a year or two before Telstar until the end of his life. His life does not end well. Like I said, I was vaguely familiar with the man's story. Actually, a little bit more than vaguely familiar. I watched the movie. I liked the movie. I thought it was good. I thought it was well done. I thought the acting choices were good. I thought the casting choices were good. there wasn't anything about it I didn't really like. So I was like, yeah, this is pretty good. But I think they did take a few liberties with the reality of the story, especially, well, I'm not going to tell. Well, it's a good movie. You should probably watch it if you're interested in classic hits and how they came about and how that affected and destroyed everyone around them. No, but I exaggerate slightly. So yeah, things do not end well for our boy Joe Meek. But, oh damn, the cat's in the cat box and we can't get there in time. Joe Meek is the guy who's famous for not only producing Telstar, but this is the guy who also had the opportunity to take the Beatles and turned them down. Also turned down Tom Jones and some other massive, massive hit makers. But that's okay. I first heard about this guy. Well, it's funny. Basically, what happens is this: if you take a look at any like super mega rock star god, okay, somewhere they have a connection to Joe Meek. If you think of all the like the gods of rock, all the golden gods of rock and roll that started sprouting up right in the late 60s and early 70s, you can trace something in the path of that star's career back to Joe Meek. It's kind of weird. And I think I first heard of him when I was doing some research about Jimi Hendrix. Because Jimi Hendrix, when he went to England, you know, he needed to put together a band. And who did he get? That's right, Noel Redding and Mitch Mitchell. Well, it turns out that if you do any research on Mitch Mitchell, you find out that he was a session drummer briefly for Joe Meek. But it gets weirder. If you look into anybody else, Ritchie Blackmore. The Ritchie Blackmore, the god of guitar. In the very early days, before he even started Deep Purple, he was a session guitarist and he played for Joe Meek. And I'm wondering, did Ritchie Blackmore play on Telstar? I don't know. What was that guy's name? Clem Clattini. The guy, the session drummer who laid down the drums for You Really Got Me by the Kinks. Yeah, and he's played in the movie by what's that guy's name? James Barden? That guy with the TV show? It's got a talk show. Anyway, it was a good movie. I was going to say something else about it, but now I can't remember what I was talking about. Yeah. Anybody. Everything sort of points back to Joe Meek. And so I remember reading some of these things, and I got to look this guy up. So I look up Joe Meek, and you can also get to Joe Meek if you are tracing like the history of synthesizers. So if you go back and you look at all of the instruments, the electronic instruments that came into existence before a synthesizer, you know, all these pre-synths, like, you know, mellotrons and stuff like that, you eventually come across an instrument called a clavioline. And that's the instrument that you hear on Telstar, the song. So if you're doing research on synthesizers and you come across this instrument, the first thing you'll find is, oh, this is the instrument that was the lead instrument on the internationally huge famous song Telstar in 1966 or whenever it was. Yeah. And then once you start looking up Telstar, you're back to Joe Meek. At this point, I don't think we can do anything but listen to this song. So let's get into this. Ooh, listen to those atmospherics. We'll be right back. Listen to that ambience at the end. That was Joe Meek's brilliance right there. He was very into all kinds of funky reverbs and stuff. Oh, yeah. And you thought the KLF invented that. Nope. That was Joe Meek all the way back in 1960. I'm not exactly sure. I don't remember. But one other interesting thing about that song is that if you watch the promotional film, if you watch the video, you know, this is, of course, attributed to the Tornadoes, but if you watch the promotional film, that guy standing in front, the blonde guy playing the bass, that's Heinz. That's Heinz Burt right there. And I'm pretty sure that guy playing what is supposed to be the clavioline, but in the film, that isn't one. That's something else. I'm pretty sure that's Jeff Goddard. I'm almost sure. And Jeff Goddard, he's the other songwriter. It was he and Joe that put the whole damn thing together. Who played guitar? Who's playing guitar on there? That can't be Ritchie Blackmore. It's not old. Ritchie Blackmore would not have been that old at that point. But regardless, oh, great song, so classic, so brilliant, and so ahead of its time. Wow. Yeah, it's true. Joe Meek had a brontifier. he had an electromechanical, acoustomechanical brontifier to make those spherics. What a man. Oh, but of course you realize this means that we gotta listen to the Kinks now, so too bad. Thanks, Ray. I needed that. The Kinks, you really got me. 1964, Clem Clattini on the drums in that session work, and you gotta wonder, was that a little Ritchie Blackmore on that one too? Because, I think if you go back and listen to Ritchie Blackmore histories, it seems like he did do some session work for the Kinks, and, you know, probably Jimmy Page as well, so we might have been hearing Jimmy Page right there. Nobody will ever know. Well, I guess we could actually look into it, but I can't be bothered. It's just way too lazy today. But I'm glad I got to hear. Ow. I'm glad I got. Ow. Hold on.
I'm not actually being murdered. It just feels like it. Yeah, I'm having some issues today. Anyway, the Kinks. Super great. What was I talking about? Music is a thing, and you can play it, and you should get some instruments and play some damn music. What the hell's wrong with you? Anyway, I'm waiting for parts. I'm still waiting for parts. I'm looking forward to that. He looks at the clock to find out that he's still got to kill another minute. Anyway, I might be being lazy for the rest of the day, or I might just have to do some electronics work. Maybe we'll get some stuff built and it'll make funny whip-whoop noises and bleeps and bloops. Oh, kind of like that, but obviously not that, because that's our boys. It's Ralph and Florian with all of their cool homemade junk. And was I just born like four decades too late? Because I should have probably been in Kraftwerk. No, because then I would have had to work with tubes and transistors rule. Anyway, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm out of here.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.